time for Local Real Estate Today. A weekly look at what you should know about the county's real estate market. Here's Mary Gilbert, team owner of the Mary Gilbert Group at Keller Williams, Southern Oregon, with Local Real Estate Today on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
And Kyle Bailey with Mary Gilbert. Some information today on home warranties for both sellers and buyers. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle. It's great to be here.
I know a lot of people don't know much about home warranties. In fact, a lot of people probably don't even know they exist. I guess at the front end, how does this benefit sellers possibly?
Yeah, well, protection during the listing and escrow phase, that's a big benefit for a seller. So a home warranty covers unexpected repairs or replacements of systems and appliances that may fail while the house is on the market. So this protects sellers from surprising costs that can pop up at the most inconvenient times.
Yeah, that would be inconvenient. And it makes a lot of sense, too. What else do they do?
So sometimes a home warranty can attract buyers. It will help buyers feel like they have an extra layer of security and peace of mind, making the home more appealing. Buyers often feel more confident making an offer if they know there's a home warranty in place to cover those big ticket items.
So could that actually help close a deal faster?
Sometimes it can. Homes listed with the home warranty can sell faster and are more likely to fetch closer to asking price. So it helps with negotiations.
So what happens, though, after the sale?
So that's another great point. So with the home warranty, if a covered system or appliance fails after the sale, the buyer will reach out to the warranty company and not the seller. So this can reduce post-sale worries for the seller.
Now, that'd be a good thing. Now, any added incentives for the buyers?
Yeah, the home warranty serves as a valuable incentive, which can lead to more competitive offers. Plus, the cost is minimal, so typically not paid until closing. So when you compare it to potential repair costs, it can be a smart investment.
A home warranty could really be a big asset for sellers in today's market and helpful for buyers as well.
That's right. Definitely. And there's also some key benefits for buyers. So starting off, a home warranty can help protect buyers' budget from those unexpected repair or replacement costs for major home systems, just like it can for a seller. And so this is important for new homeowners, so they are not burdened by sudden expenses.
Man, that's huge. What about peace of mind?
Yeah, so have the coverage for potential issues. Peace of mind, right? Just knowing that sometimes I see a lot of buyers get worried about, the heat pump is 20 years old, right? Having a home warranty in place, that's going to cover repair or replacement of that.
Yeah, because it could fail next week or it could fail in 10 years, and you just want to be ready. What kind of coverage do these warranties typically include?
Yeah, so most home warranties generally cover major systems and appliances, such as HVAC systems, plumbing, electrical systems, and major kitchen and laundry appliances.
So other options, are those available?
Yeah, so I think it's really important if you're getting a home warranty to consider the optional add-ons. So specific plans that would cover like well pumps or kitchen refrigerators or sometimes washers and dryers. The home warranty reps say they get a lot of upset buyers after closing going, hey, my refrigerator just went out. And they're like, oh, well, that option was not added on.
Wow. So some flexibility. What about the quality of service?
Yeah, so definitely home warranties use licensed and qualified contractors to perform repairs and replacements. And I would say definitely to make sure if you're not sure which home warranty to use, ask your real estate agent, if there's a local warranty rep that covers that. The local warranty reps are really helpful in getting exceptions to contractors and expediting repairs.
So anything else that buyers should know?
Yep, definitely home warranties are transferable to the new owner if you decide to sell that property, so that can be an added selling point. And there's just, lots of benefits, win-win. It's like you never know when you're going to need insurance or never know when those appliances are going to fail.
Yeah, and a lot of valuable information there. It sounds like home warranties can really be beneficial for both the buyers and the sellers. And like you said, peace of mind in a very complex real estate process.
Yeah, it can definitely be a win-win for everyone.
So thanks for sharing the insights. Before we go into other things here, what about the latest changes in the local real estate market?
Yeah, so we're looking at the last 7 days from March 14th through March 21st. We have four coming soon listing, so encouraging to see a couple more homes coming on the market. In the last 7 days, we only had 18 properties come on the market. That's down from 59 new listings in the previous 7 days. Back on the market properties, we saw 9. Bumpable negotiations, we did see 1 negotiated bumpable sale, 0 short sale pendings, 21 price changes. There was also 35 pending, so that's significantly higher than the 18 new listings that came on, but down from the 50 pendings we saw the week prior. Sold properties were at 16. In the last 4 weeks, we're seeing a total of 100 sold properties in the last 4 weeks.
Wow. So looking at some of the listings right now, what's out there?
Yeah, so here's a property on the market, just 2 days on the market, 154 Maywood Court. This is over in that Little Valley area of Green. It is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 1,350 square feet on 0.22 of an acre. It's listed for sale at $344,900. It has a pellet stove, and it does have a large fenced backyard and a 2-car garage.
Yeah, great price point and location for a lot of people. What, though, if you want, like 20 acres or something?
Yeah, if you want 21 acres, you need to check out this property at 145 Mellon Lane, out Garden Valley. It's a 3-bedroom, 3-bath home with over 2,500 square feet. The living room has 18-foot high ceiling, 14-foot bedroom ceilings, and it's got an amazing view. It sits up atop the ridge. It's got views of the Callahan Mountain Range. Just a lot of features here for $675,000.
Wow, yeah, the views out there are pretty stupendous. What about out in Winchester?
So Winchester, yeah, here's another home on 1/3 of an acre. This is 260 Astor Street. It is 4 bedrooms, 3 bath, 2,900 square feet on 0.33 of an acre. It's all fenced. This was built in 1990, but it's had some updates. $684,900. So if you're looking for a nice flat yard and an in-ground pool, this a house is available.
Yeah, and that's not just an in-ground pool. That is a really big, nice in-ground pool.
Yeah, yes, it is. It is. I'm trying to see if it tells us how big it is, but it's very...
Just looking at the picture,
long.
Though. Yeah.
I would get tired swimming across it.
Yeah, you may not get more than one lap in. What about something new out in Sutherland?
Yeah, so Fairway Ridge, this is in the Avery subdivision. This is recently sold, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, just under 1,700 square feet. It was 39 days on the market for a brand new house. It sold for $454,500, just to give you an idea of what those houses are selling for.
Yeah, that's a great size for a lot of people. If you want a little bit more space, so maybe an acre or so in a kind of a secluded location near the river. What about this?
Yeah, so this is interesting. There's two houses in the same neighborhood. These were just kitty corner from each other. They just sold this week. 776 Cherokee Avenue, 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath, 2,400 square feet. I helped the buyer with this one. They had competing offers. This house was listed for $939,900, and it ended up selling for $960,000. But they are so happy they got it because their grandkids are buying the, or their children and grandkids are buying the house next door.
Oh.
Yeah. And then right across the street, 789 Cherokee Avenue, 1.63 acres. Great to see this one get resold again. 4-bedroom, 3.5-bath on the North Umpqua River, 4,700 square feet, sold for $1.525 million.
As we wrap up, what about open houses this weekend?
Yeah. So there's a great open house over on Glenwood Court. This is off Fisher Road, $660,000. Check this house out. 3-bedroom, 3-bath, 1,899 square feet on 5 acres on your off Fisher Road today, today from 1:30 to 3:30.
Perfect. If people want to contact you, how do they do that?
Yeah, you can stop by our office, 2658 Northeast Stevens Street in Roseburg. We always have someone at the front desk, or you can give us a call at 541-366-6080.
Local Real Estate Today, 9 o'clock.